Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. 2021 was a year of challenges and changes for small businesses. Actually, another year of challenges and changes. Lockdowns, remote and hybrid work, the Great Resignation, it's all had a huge impact on the way we work. You're probably wondering what I'm talking about when I say the Great Resignation. Let me explain. Droves of workers lost their jobs due to COVID-19 and the necessary shutdowns. Then, when businesses started to open up again, a lot of people didn't go back to work. Small business owners are struggling to keep operations running smoothly. According to the most recent National Federation of Independent Businesses monthly jobs report, 51% of small business owners had openings they can't fill. This has been going on now for months. It's setting new records for job openings. And this is in the midst of the lowest unemployment rate since the pandemic. Perhaps even more troubling is the fact that 92% of employers trying to hire had few or no qualified candidates apply. There's a lot of debate about what is contributing to the current American labor shortage. According to a recent investigation of the numbers, around 60% of the people who left the workforce actually retired. Around 1 million of them were on pace to retire anyway during the pandemic. And another 1.5 million retired early. This impact can't be ignored, but there's not much employers can do to recoup the loss. Part of the problem was attributed to the increased unemployment benefits. But as states opened up and expanded benefits ended, the expected return of workers did not materialize. So, why is that? Some of it is due to the pandemic itself. Shutdowns, working from home, tragic personal illnesses and losses have made a lot of people rethink every aspect of their lives, even their personal relationships, their psychological health, and their careers. Workers saw how companies adapted successfully to the remote environment. As a result, a staggering number of employees have no interest in going back to work to the office every day. Who can blame them when that often means precious personal time lost to long commutes? Plus, the job market heavily favors the worker. A front-page article in the April 25th issue of the Wall Street Journal stated that 60% of job switchers said their current job provides more pay than their previous one. More than half received a raise of 11% or more. That means they can pick and choose the jobs that offer what they need to maintain their improved quality of life. Businesses should also be aware of a huge new generation entering the workforce over the next few years. Gen Z. This group has grown up with computers and smartphones and are tech savvy. They are unfamiliar, except through history books, what the workforce was like before. These changes aroused my curiosity about what we can expect in 2022. So I did some research and have come up with 10 trends I think we can expect in 2022. 5 cover employee engagement and experience, and the other 5 are customer service trends. I will lay them out for you and offer some suggestions on how you, the small business owner, might be able to take advantage of them. The first of the employee trends is employees will expect more remote and hybrid work options. The 2020 pandemic has given many employees the opportunity to work from home or remotely during shelter-in-place orders. And because of the 2021 Delta variant, many employees continue to work remotely or had to work from home when their children or family members felt ill. Employees have come to enjoy the flexibility that remote work has given them. For those that need in-person collaboration, a hybrid work model with some days of in the office and the rest of the days remote have been a solid solution. One of the perks for remote and hybrid work is all the time freed up from commuting to the office. For some, the savings meant several hours a week that would have been spent in a car or public transportation. Employees spent this extra time with family, learning new skills, or doing what they enjoy. Businesses have also benefited by saving on smaller office space or even eliminating their office. Employees who thrive in a remote environment don't want to give this up. RingCentral's research found that 55% of employees expect a hybrid work environment going forward. And according to a Harvard Business Review survey of 10,000 U.S. employees, more than 40% would start looking for a new job or quit if they had to return to a full-time office environment. How can you take advantage of this trend? Although remote or hybrid work isn't a perfect fit for many industries and businesses, think bartender, plumber, or electrician, it's still possible for many small businesses. To get started, employees need to be able to take their work with them. There are lots of cloud communication software options out there. It can help any size business get their remote and hybrid workforce connected. You should look for a platform that rolls all of your communications into one easy-to-use app. This all-in-one approach means no important conversations get lost in the shuffle. Plus, it saves time toggling between apps, which can mean lost money and frustrated employees. Employee trend number two. Employees will need more human connection. One problem that stems from remote and hybrid work is the lack of human connection. Humans need social interaction for their mental and physical health. This has been well documented for years. Check out the Pepperdine University graphic article of November 2020, The Importance of Human Interaction. The article states, and I quote, "While each person requires a different level of human interaction, the need for connection is inherent." In that same RingCentral survey, 39% said that hybrid and remote working made them feel more lonely and isolated, and 57% of employees have not met their coworkers due to the pandemic and working remotely. Working alone, all you have is disembodied voices coming from your speakers and/or streams of text appearing on your screen. It is easy to see how isolating this kind of work can be. Employees need to feel connected to feel happiness at work, and employers must do something to alleviate this. What can an employer do to take advantage of this trend? For companies with a full remote workforce, connecting with coworkers can be difficult, but not impossible. To establish human connections, you need to, well, act human. In team video meetings, you don't need to go straight into business talk. Start off your meeting with a fun prompt like, "What was your favorite food growing up?" or, "If you had a superpower, what would it be?" This will allow your team members to speak up and get to know each other. Also, create a work culture where everything is not always about work. You could possibly use your app to message a coworker with a funny animated GIF. Use the app to chat up a work friend during lunch. Maybe have everyone on your team turn their cameras on to prove that there are humans behind the camera. Employee trend number three. Employees will seek better work-life balance. Although more employees are working from home or remotely, it doesn't mean their work-life balance has improved. In many cases, the boundary between work and home life has been blurred. Employees are working more off the clock and during their personal time. A November 2021 Money.com article stated that a Nature human behavior study found that remote workers are spending 2.5 more hours each day at work. Work-life balance is not just a U.S. problem. In November 2021, the Associated Press reported the Portuguese Parliament approved a law that employers cannot contact employees after work hours. When workers feel like they are working more than living, they are likely to look for opportunities elsewhere or burn out. This is neither good for your business or employees. Companies that establish a good work-life balance culture will be more productive and retain more of their workers. How to get in on this trend? Creating a good work-life balance for employees requires a culture change for many small businesses. Business owners and managers can start setting the example by not contacting employees after business hours. In return, they should also discourage employees from contacting them once work ends. Another way businesses can improve work-life balance is by being more lenient on employee time off. Employees needing to take care of a sick family member or tend to an emergency shouldn't be in fear of losing their jobs. Think about what you're able to responsibly offer to keep your doors open and to help employees feel supported. There is a communication app out there that allows employees a break during the day by changing their status to Do Not Disturb. When they do that, the message notification pop-ups will not appear. If someone does contact the employee, the messages will still be there, but the employee doesn't need to review them until they're ready to look at them. Employee trend number 4 is employee burnout isn't going away, and it needs to be treated. Burnout among employees has always existed, and this is not just isolated to certain industries or company sizes. However, the stress from the pandemic has exacerbated the problem. The 2021 Eagle Hill Consulting COVID-19 Workforce Burnout Survey found that 53% of workers feel burnt out. When employees are burnt out, that means that they have reached a point of exhaustion. They will be less productive, often feel cynical towards work, and may even quit. This is definitely not a good thing for businesses, since turnover can cost them thousands per employee lost. Businesses need to look out for their employees, since it's not sustainable or ethical to keep burning out workers. Burnout takes a toll on both physical and mental health. The World Health Organization and the International Labor Organization attributed 745,000 deaths from stroke and heart disease to overworking. How to get in on this trend? Burnout can be caused by many factors. For your business to start healing burnout, you need to find what the causes are by getting honest feedback from your employees. You can use an anonymous survey or hold one-on-one in-person or video meetings to see how you can improve employee sentiment. The cause may be poor work-life balance. In this case, consider if a 4-day work week works for your business. In that same 2021 Eagle Hill Consulting survey, 83% said that a 4-day work week would reduce burnout. Another thing that can lead to burnout is a toxic work environment. No one feels motivated to do their best if they are undermined, harassed, or bullied every day. If this is a problem at your company, find the source and make the changes right away. A lesser-known cause of burnout is employees feeling a lack of control. This can be employees not being able to control their schedules or workload. It may also be a lack of clear expectations or resources. Whatever it is, talk to your employees and make an effort to improve their situations. The 5th employee trend for 2022 is internal employee development will be key. I remember when I started in the workforce, being with a company 30 to 40 years was the norm. Since that time, things have changed dramatically. The idea that employees will stay with a company for years is becoming a thing of the past. While employers are doing what is best for their bottom line, employees also have to think what is best for them. Remember the National Federation of Independent Businesses monthly jobs report? 51% of small business owners had job openings they can't fill. So with many workers leaving companies and small businesses struggling to fill open positions, what can you do to keep the employees you have? Train your employees with new skills and promote from within. Although training your employees with new skills sounds like a risk if they leave your company, it's still worth it. The American Society of Training and Development found that companies that invested in training had a 24% higher profit margin. Employees who feel like they have room for growth within the company are also more likely to stay and perform better. Here's how to get in on this trend. Talk to your employees one-on-one and see what skills they are interested in learning that could help your business. Also, see what skills they are lacking that can help them with their current jobs. Get to know what their career aspirations are. After getting feedback from your employees, figure out a way to provide the training to them. Can you or another employee do the training? Does your budget allow for employees to attend classes? Can you lessen the workload for employees so they can learn new skills during work time? Plan out how you can best train your workforce. Also, think about your employees' career paths. For example, a new employee can go from a cashier to a team leader to a store manager. Make these career paths transparent for your employees so they can see their room for growth within your company. Time to move on to the 5 trends I see for customer service. While 2022 will be a lot about taking care of your employees, you also need to think of what your customers want too. Customers today are well aware of current events and are hoping for a better future. And just like the Gen Z employees, they are also very tech savvy and expect small businesses to keep up. If you want to keep your existing customers and attract new ones, think about taking advantage of these trends. Trend number one, customers will be more environmentally conscious of their spending. Global climate change has been a hot topic in 2021, and more customers are considering the environment when they make their purchases. In a StrategyBusiness.com 2019 Global Consumers Insight Survey, 35% said they would choose to buy sustainable products. In 2021, that percentage rose to 50% of customers being more eco-friendly. With this trajectory, it would be no surprise that customers would choose environmentally conscious companies over ones that are not. Besides attracting customers, small businesses can save by reducing their energy consumption. For example, LED light bulbs use up to 90% less energy than incandescent light bulbs. LED bulbs also last much longer. If you have an office full of outdated lights, you can save on your energy bill by switching to more efficient LEDs. How can you get in on this trend? Going green for a small business can seem overwhelming, but start out small first. See what things you can eliminate or replace to be more eco-friendly. Instead of snail mailing paper invoices to your customers, you can send them an electronic copy over email. You can also see if your county or city has a green certification program. If you meet the program's requirements, your business can be officially recognized as being green. And some may qualify you for rebate programs as well. Also, be conscious of the source and materials of your products, services, and packaging. Can you source materials that are more sustainable and reduce or reuse what you already have? After your environmental overhaul, don't forget to show off your green initiatives so customers are aware. Include your efforts on your website, packaging, and descriptions. You can also keep customers regularly informed of your commitment to sustainability with regular social media and blog posts. Customer trend number two, customers will continue to spend more time at home. Since it appears that remote and hybrid work isn't going out of style, more people will be home than before the pandemic. This is affecting how people make their purchases and spend their money. The statistic of Amazon adding 209,000 warehousing and transportation jobs from July 2019 to July 2021 shows that online purchasing is up. Some purchases that were up in 2021 were home improvement projects and activities people can do at home, such as cooking and hobbies. People also want to get out of their homes after being cooped up. A global payment partner, Flyware, did a survey that showed 72% of U.S. travelers said they want to travel more in 2022. So what can you do to take advantage of this trend? To make this trend work, you need to reconsider your business model. Think about how your products or services can benefit people who are working from home. Do you make it easy for customers to make purchases or appointments online? Also, think about how your service can be more convenient for customers who are working remotely. Same-day delivery or service that can come to customers can boost sales. If you're a service company, think about becoming a mobile service. If you're an auto mechanic, become a mobile service that comes to customers' homes. Phone calls that are made to the office can be sent to your cell phone when you're out. You can also make calls and send texts from your personal phone with your business number, and even switch between devices during meetings. Customer trend number three. Customers will expect their favorite small businesses to stay online. The pandemic lockdowns showed businesses and customers alike what was possible when it comes to online customer service. Businesses had to pivot, and customers will continue to expect the convenience. They've grown to enjoy access to their favorite brick-and-mortar shops. This can be for online ordering, scheduling service, and even telehealth appointments for small medical practices. More customers are online than ever before. Many adults who haven't made online transactions before started using them after the pandemic started. Since customers want your business to fit their needs, they expect you to have an online presence that's helpful and functional. We already know it is also very beneficial for your business to have a website. Your existing customers can see what your hours are or get updates on your business, and new customers can discover your business online. If you aren't online, they may never know your business exists. What should you do to get with this trend? If you have to start your web presence from scratch, start with a simple Google business profile. This would make your business easier to find in online searches by location. You can also update your contact information and hours. Another way to get started is with social media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. These are free to sign up and easy to set up in one day. However, for social media to be effective, you should have a regular post schedule so your customers don't forget about you. And if your social media is blowing up with messages from customers, check out software to help you make sure you respond to every customer inquiry. And now for the scary part. It's about time you set up a website. The good news is that building a website is easier than ever. You don't need to know how to code, and there are many website builders with templates that can help you out. With many of these, you can build a simple website in minutes. But if you require a more intricate website and are not tech savvy, make sure you hire a reputable website developer. You can Google developers, or better yet, ask your fellow business associates for recommendations. Customer trend number 4. Customers will make even more purchases via mobile devices. Buying something online with a phone or tablet has been gaining popularity over the years. In 2022, mobile purchases are expected to grow by 68%. Phones are convenient and customers take them everywhere. The newest phones may also be faster than your desktop or laptop computer. Think 5G. All this ease of use makes customers more likely to use their phones. Have you ever used your phone to look at a website? Was an image too big for the screen, or was it impossible to click on a link? If so, you know that the business wasn't thinking about their mobile customers. As a small business, you need to make sure your website is easy for mobile customers to view and use. How do you get in on this trend? If you are using a website template, your job of making your website more mobile-friendly will be a lot easier. Many of these templated website builders have an option to view the screen with a mobile or tablet view. So even if you don't have a smartphone or tablet, you can view what your customers are seeing. If you are using a website developer, make sure they make the website mobile-friendly. Visit your website in the mobile responsive view. Explore your website and click around. Does everything still work as expected? You may need to change up your settings in the mobile view so customers have a better mobile experience. And customer trend number 5. Customer experience will be more important than ever. Supply chain shortages are expected to last well into 2022, maybe even longer. This means things from microchips to ketchup packets may be in short supply for a while. When customers can't find what they want in one business, they will try to go to another. But when all competitors are missing what a customer is looking for, how can a business stand out? Forrester.com predicts that in 2022, customer experience will be a huge differentiator for businesses. In their 2021 U.S. Customer Experience Index, they found that many businesses that improved their customer experience during the 2020 pandemic also improved their brand loyalty and the likeliness that customers would make repeat purchases. With many key materials or products not available, customers will be trying to contact businesses to get more information or updates. Your business will need to keep up to provide an excellent customer experience, even if you don't have what they are looking for. Customers will be more likely to remember you when supplies are back in stock. What should you do to get in on this trend? Customer experience is where small businesses can really shine and compete with even the big box stores. Why? Because it's all about personal touches and making every customer feel seen. This can be harder for larger companies to handle. Make it easy for customers to contact you. This will mean you'll have to consider all the ways your customers may be trying to contact your business. They may be trying to reach you by phone, email, text messaging, or even social media channels. And the faster you respond, the better. A Zendesk survey showed that 58.9% of customers expect a quick response. You can simplify how you handle your customer experience with contact center software. If you are overwhelmed with customer questions coming from all directions, texts, chats, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more, then use software to make it easier to respond. Software solutions also make it easy for customers to reach the best person to help them. You can set up your call routing to specific departments or by availability. And don't forget about self-service help. Provide your customers with a list of frequently asked questions on your website. You can also keep your customers informed of updates, like a new shipment of products, on your social media. Which one of these trends are right for you? Employees and customers are a central theme for 2022. Employees are looking out for their best interests. You need to think about what is best for your employees as well as your business. Happy employees often mean happy customers. Customers also have their needs and wants. You will need to take these into consideration too. This may mean making investments and changing how your business is run. No one knows what unexpected challenges will come in 2022, but if your business is resilient, you will be able to bounce back stronger than ever. If you would like more information about this show or any Score Business Point show, I may be reached at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. Also, if there's a business topic you would like to hear discussed on the show, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, please feel free to let me know at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at this time for another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from Score, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of Score at 91.9 WBNJ.